is immortal life.
Wrong button, baby.
Hey. Pick 'em pop, big gun Brian Petrie, giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick 'em pop from MMA takes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Big Griff killing it always. Welcome to the MMA Takes podcast. The beautiful people in the chat. We got Trindaddy here. We got Paku MMA. We got Nick Cusantino. I don't know how to pronounce his name. That's a great last name, though. Rube Baker, what's up? Now, if you're on the audio side, or excuse me, if you're on the video side, 96 RS here, Trindaddy here, baby. We got the crew. Timbo was supposed to be with us. We were supposed to be the tres amigos. Timbo being dad. He's got to be a dad. The most important job in the world is being a father. His little boy Cam is sick. He texted about an hour ago, said, I can't put this little guy down. I know, being a father myself, sick children are absolutely just, it breaks your heart. It's the worst thing in the world. You want to take everything they have and let you be sick. So shout out to Timbo. I love him. Hopefully he can maybe pop in the chat and give us some of his picks. I believe if I could dig through the text chain, Christian, he had some takes last week after the fights ended last week about this week. I think he said Cheeto, you know, thing about Tim though is he'll tell you right now, Cheeto's going to win, but come Saturday, he'll have four bets on Sean. So it's like, I don't know what he wants. I know he's not a sugar guy. I believe he picked Cheeto. I believe he picked Petr Yan. I don't want to give out the rest of his picks. Hopefully he pops some. But I got my man Christian here. That play BZ. What's up, my guy? We were talking about you wearing no hat. Went hatless for the first time in a long time. What are you thinking, huh? Now, what are you thinking?
Yeah, just wanted people to see that I actually do have hair, or maybe it's a toupee, one of the two, but yeah. I got it.
You'll never know.
For Timbo, that shit's hilarious, because last week, when you're like, Timbo, I'm confused.
Yeah.
He's like, ref, call it, call it at the end of the fourth round. He's like, Timbo, I thought you picked that Russian guy.
Yeah. Well, so he's like, no. Yeah, he shared a parlay, and it was like $175 win, and it ended with Gazeev winning. And I'm like, cool. And I'm like half asleep, right? I'm with my wife out there, so I'm not like super active in the chat at that point. And all of a sudden, I look at the chat, and he's call the fight, ref. Hell yeah. Whoa, fuck you, Gazeev. Let's go, Rosa Strike. I'm like, whoa, bro, you had a parlay. And he's like, no. And he laid out like 10 other bets that, I don't know. It's the way he bets it. There's a great line from Parks and Recreation where Tom Hafler says, I love going horse racing. I never lose. You know why? Because I bet on all the horses. You bet on all the horses, baby. You'll never lose that way. Derek Green in the chat. What's up, good? What's up, fellas? BP, Drake Green. Dope name, Drake Green. Wish my name was Drake. All right. Listen, 299 is absolutely bananas. I think there's one fight. It's the first fight of the night. We'll get it out of the way real quick. It's the only fight that I don't think could... I mean, it might be a good fight, but you got Joanne Wood. We'll dive right into it. Plus, I got graphics, bitch. What's up? Sorry, Trent. I took your job, bro. I got graphics. You have probably some updated lines, though, so you're more than happy to do it. Joanne Cotterwood, plus 185 versus Marina Moros, minus 225. Lines were moving a little bit. Joanne Cotterwood just said today, and she's said it for a while, this is her last fight. She's hanging up the gloves. She hasn't looked herself in a while. I believe she wants to start a family. She's married to John Wood, who's a prominent MMA coach. Happy for her. She had a good UFC run, was close to a title, never got there. But, you know, she's an elite, was at one point an elite female fighter. Now she's going to ride off on the sunset. And she's getting Moros, who, you know, Christian, my guy, pointed out that she's got an OnlyFans. Which, you know, being a straight-laced, good old Christian boy like myself, I didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding. I did know that. It's free. It's a free OnlyFans. I peeped it. And it's just a lot of butt shots. I mean, she's very hot. What are you going to do? I think she wins here. Minus 225. It's a female fight. Just, you know, anything can happen. But with Joanne Wood calling it quits, I'm going to go Marina Moros, even though I don't think she is fantastic. I like to play maybe a decision as well. I think Joanne's going to go out on the shield here. If you want to take a dog poke, maybe. But again, I hate when people announce their retirements before they fight. I would love to have a stat on what that is because very few people win. But give me Moroz here. What do you got, CC, babe? What do you like?
I don't like this fight very much. I think the only one on the card. I mean, it's not terrible. It might be exciting. They already fought once, and it was decent. You know, Moroz has got 6 sub wins. Wood's got 5 sub losses, one of them obviously being to Moroz. You know, she's, I mean, old for MMA, any of the lighter weight classes, you know, 38 years old, retirement fight. We've already, you know, they've already fought once. I just you think you got to go with Moroz here. Ooh. I think I should rephrase that. I think just purely as a pick, because that's what we're doing right now.
But yeah.
The line, I do have it noted. The line is wide. Mm-hmm. If you're going to gamble on this fight, I honestly don't even know why you would, but, you know.
Because people like to gamble, baby. People yeah, like to gamble. I don't know. Shaking it up.
Finish up your food. Finish up your cooking. Finish up your food. That's what you call it, a bowl of spaghetti fight.
Bowl of spaghetti fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take Rose, you know, despite her being minus 200 and yeah. Even in our game, that's she'd probably take the dog. But I just don't have any interest in it. Barely looked at it. You got a person that gets subs versus a person that gets subs. So
I'll go with that. There you go. All right, let's move on. CJ Vergara plus 425, I believe, versus Azus. How do you say this, Christian?
Almabayev
minus 575. CJ Vergara, I feel like, is just this dude is skating on a couple dubs that shouldn't be dubs. He's getting knocked around the ring, then he comes back as Daniel Lacerda gasses out, and he's getting a tough dude who's taking a little bit longer to get to the UFC than I would like. He's 18-2. He's from Kazakhstan. Those Kazakhstan guys are all fucking good. You know what I mean? Debuted in the UFC against Ody Osborne, got to rear naked choke, has a ton of rear naked chokes on his record. You know, he's got 3 knockout wins, 9 submission wins, and 6 decision wins. He's liking this fight to go to the ground. Minus 575 is high. It is high for me. CJ Vergara, again, he just somehow figures out how to squeak out these fucking wins that he's not supposed to squeak out. So laying the hammer on Alma. Okay, so then there's no props. I was going to go Azus by submission. It's going to be a low number, but it's better than minus 5. Hang on. Did I get muted there for a second there?
You're back. I lost you.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Now you're not coming through. Ah, there it is. Tech difficulties. It said my browser lost connection to my thing. All right, hang on. Audio. All right, Kristen, you talk for me a second, babe.
Yep. Audio check. 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck? It's going through the computer. This is the best. Hey. Yeah, I don't. All right, I think I got it. I think I Chris talk for me, babe.
Hick check 1, 2. Hick check 1, 2. Can I get a redneck check?
I'm going with the fucking overpriced Kazakhstan here. We had to go one show without with some technical difficulties, baby. So there we go. So give me the Kazakhstan. I can't be switching browsers. Like, you know what it is? You know what the fuck it is? It's Tapology. Tapology, you're out, bro. You're out, dude.
I still have Tapology open, but.
Well, you're also running on a PC from like 89. Those you can't kill those things, okay? You can't kill those things. All right, go ahead. Pick this fight, CC. Who do you like?
Yeah, there was the point you made that I wanted to bring up. It's like, yeah, he keeps winning these fights he shouldn't win. The only reason he's winning these fights is because these guys are gassing out. He only beats gassers. It's literally his only way to win. It's this. I don't think Osu's going to gas. Like, you know, like beating Lacerda the way he did was pathetic. They should have cut CJ Vergara after that. Not Lacerda. That fight still pisses me off. He was running away like that Diaz girl they had. Just like back turned.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for the door of the cage.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, this guy needs somebody that's going to quit. This guy from, you know, ends with the stand. You bet a grand, obviously. You, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you win.
It's part of my system.
You win about 200, 150 bucks back. But, I mean, you got to feel really good about him here. CJ Vergara is not good. Again, he only beats, like, one-trick pony gasser types. It'd probably be a decision because Vergara is tough. We got to give him that. I think he gets guy minus 3.5 bet here. I've been trying to bet more of those spreads. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of them on this card.
Yeah, me too.
Probably, I think he's got an easy 30-27 here. Much, much bigger, better wrestler. Hold him down. They make it boring, but
yeah. Yeah, make it boring. Vergara, yeah. You know, I agree with you. I mean, it was a bad look on the Lacerda end. I mean, him running, turning his back. I get it. You're getting rocked. And he won the fight. So who are we to sit here and say otherwise? But, yeah, that's kind of bitch-made shit. But what are you going to do? You know, he's getting they go, oh, you think that's cute? Here's a fucking dude from Kazakhstan. All right, next up. People got this one circled, boys. People got this one circled. It's the big boys, Josh Parisian, plus 250. That's not why they have it circled. They have it circled for Robles de, hold on, de Payne? Is that how you say it? De Payne?
I think it's De Payne.
I've heard
about all the 19 seconds of tape on this guy. I didn't bother to even.
I did look up his name. I think it's DeSpain. DeSpain. I nailed it. Woo! The John Anik School's teaching me well. So DeSpain is 6'7", has the longest reach in the UFC now. He trumps John Jones, 87 inches. I've heard 86. Don't know what the number is, but it's bigger than 84.5, which was John Jones' is record. Dude's an absolute monster of a guy. I believe he's an Olympic taekwondo. Don't know if he's a medalist or not. He's bronze. Go ahead.
Kind of like in like a weird like DQ, like steroid. Like it's like, oh, you get it a couple years.
Oh, later. Gotcha. He's a big boy. He's a big old boy with some big old power. If you look at tape on him, though, it's wild, right? It's really unrefined. It's wild. What's his ground game like? What's anything like? He's marketable. He's got a look. He's big as fucking shit. And then you give him old dopey Josh Parisian. Oh, Josh Parisian walking in there. Oh, my good old guy, Josh Parisian. Josh Parisian is going to get his fucking head knocked off round one, right? But if he survives round one, that's where this get interesting, huh? DeSpain? Can this kid, guy, man, go 2, 3, 4 rounds? It doesn't matter if he goes 4 rounds. Can he go 2 or 3? I don't know. Josh Parisian barely can, but at least we've seen it. And Parisian at least is pretty tough. He's durable. So does this guy have the goods? I don't know. I always bet that the guy has the goods because that's better for MMA. This monster coming to the heavyweight division for the UFC, that's good for the sport of MMA. That's good for the heavyweight division. So I'm going to go Robles de Spain here, minus 350, a little high for a debutante and a little high for heavyweights. I'm going to let the heavyweight whisperer, the skinny guy to my left here, tell you who's going to win this fight. But I like Robles de Spain, and I'm going to be rooting for him because, you know, we need these big boys bringing some noise, babe.
I'm almost a middleweight. Towards the end of the day.
Almost. Okay, how tall are you, Christian?
5'9".
Yeah. 5'9", and you're one?
Well, probably like I've been weighing around 180. I've been down a few.
So how many? I'm 6 inches. Hold on, 5'9", 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot, 6 foot. So I'm 5 inches taller than you, and I outweigh you by 100 pounds. So, buddy, you're skinny compared to old boy. You know what I mean? So how do you see this fight? Because I can see people running the window to fade this fucking guy who's only fought for 19 seconds before knockouts. I can see people fading him. You're the heavyweight whisperer.
So yeah, somebody in the chat already said it, and I've been just thinking about Derek Green right there, and he was the under 60 seconds. I think there was some talk.
That's nice.
He's like on the tapes. He's already proven. That's what I do with Bo Nickel. I bet the first minute and then the second minute. It's proven to be just such an easy bet. I got a little different take on this one.
Okay, though. Can you see the screen here? Skullet time, hair bet.
Oh, yeah, on this one?
Not on this one. Not on this one, but maybe on this card if we really disagree. I don't give a fuck. I'll cut my hair. I don't care.
We all had that long COVID hair. I mean, that was something to
be. All right. I love this picture KZ's got up of Deshaun Strickland. That's so funny.
You know, we're two married men, so it doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter to me. I don't give a fuck. Even though I am visiting my grandma in June, so hopefully something will grow out by then. But yeah, we'll maybe figure out a fight for that. But go ahead, break this down. You have a different take. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, I completely disagree. Even I said circle this earlier, and I'm just sitting there like all day today. I'm like, you know, if this guy, if Parisa just takes him down, I'm almost sure he can't get up.
Okay.
It's a almost plus 300 on Parisian.
Mm-hmm.
Robles has never fought a guy that's ever had a professional fight before.
Sure.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to bet it two ways. I'm going to bet it Robelis minute one, okay. Robelis minute two, and then Josh Parisian over a half a round.
Okay.
So those are the ways I'm going to – that's actual betting. But in terms of the pick, give me Parisian on this.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he is a heavy bag. He doesn't have good – I mean, he doesn't even really have a good chin, so you can't call him a heavy bag. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have good takedowns. I don't really know what he does well. I mean, he's kind of mobile for a heavyweight.
Yeah, moves a little well. A little bit.
He's got 15 minutes worth of gas in him, and I'm sure Robelis doesn't. I mean, those popcorn muscles, 6'7", like, you're going to gas out quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got a big old heart like Stefan Struve does, not in the charitable way, in the mm-hmm. actual size. So
yeah.
I'm going to take a shot on Parisian here. I know okay. it sounds pretty ridiculous.
It doesn't. I knew you were going to do it.
I bet come walkouts, when this guy Robelis walks out, I don't know if people will be watching this early in the card, but people are going to be, oh, this guy. Yeah. When they see that tub of lard over there, Parisian, and then they see Robelis de Spain.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I knew you were going to go that way. You're a little rat fuck like that. You're going to go the underdog heavyweight route. I smelled it from a mile away. I just want I'm not going to challenge you. I'm not going to do a separate bet on this because I haven't seen much of the kid yet. And what I have seen has been pretty wild. I think Parisian is not very good. But again, he's in the UFC because he's pretty tough. That's it. Like, he's pretty tough. He's not fucking brick. You know, he can get cracked a little bit. And if this Spain kid is half of what everyone's making him up to be, he should run through Parisian here. So we'll see, man. We'll see. It should be interesting. Next up, Felipe Lins. Mantias. 105, or excuse me, plus 105 versus Ian Cutelaba, minus 125. Don't love this fight, if I'm being completely honest with you. Cutelaba's trying to turn his career around. If you look at Felipe Lins's fucking topology, it is just cancel fight after cancel fight after cancel fight. Is he heavyweight? Is he a 205-er? I don't really know. I think he's a little soft, too, when the tough gets going. He breaks down. I think he has better skills than Cutelaba. I think he has better range than Cutelaba, but Cutelaba's pretty tough. He's a madman, and if he channels his energy and he channels that anger, he could have a complete performance because he's actually pretty good on the ground. He's, or at least good on top. Got some good takedowns. It's just about maintaining cardio. Can he do it? He's done in the past, but you don't really know where you're getting Cutelaba. I hate betting Cutelaba fights. I'm running away from this one. I will be picking Cutelaba because I think Felipe Lins is soft. I think he's baby skin soft. Give me Cutelaba by KO, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to like a boring decision and people don't really know who won. You know, everyone's got a side on it. So what do you like, CC?
I'm pretty much on the same side as you. I think Cutelaba could get a ground and pound win. I do believe Lins is kind of soft. This guy doesn't make it to the cage so often. It's like he's got health issues. I think he got a steroid suspension right when he mm-hmm. came right over from PFL. There's like always this or that he's not making it. He's looking jacked his last few fights. And honestly, he's been looking much better than he did that when he first came over. Cutelaba is like completely unpredictable. You just have no idea what he's going to do. You just said it perfectly. His fights are hard to pick, hard to bet. But I think you kind of didn't talk me into it. I think he's going to win by ground and pound.
It's I talked to you.
Cutelaba's, he's incredible on top. I got the elite ground and pound noted in my notes. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. The more you say it, it's, you know, you're getting an almost pick 'em line on a guy that is a finisher and a guy. What he did, Lins beat, he lost to Tian Robozier by like that eyelid knockout or something, wasn't it? That really weird one.
I know Cutelaba slept Bozier, not really slapped him, but put him out pretty early.
Yeah, I think he's a common opponent. I'm not gonna go on Tapology because
don't really do it or it's fucking breaking your computer, bro.
I'm gonna have to go from this old, I don't know if this memory is as good as it once was, but yeah, I think
I can look it up. I'm on, I'm on UFC stats. That's a good website. I can look it up.
I have that one up too. Yeah. Okay. Bozier, I think I thought Bozier.
Yeah. Bozier beat him. KO punches. Yeah. And you might be right. I don't remember the finish, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go with Cutelaba, take him down and just pound him out early. I don't think Lins has it. Lins is also kind of old. Not that it matters at this weight class.
Sure.
But, I think it's a weird matchup for him. If he gets up, this is something I'd note. If he gets up out of that first takedown, then hammer Philippe Lins, because Kudalava doesn't hold people down well.
No.
If Lins gets up, I think he'll just piece
him. He wants him to stand up. He's like, yeah, stand back up so I can take you down and get crazy. And then he's fucking gas. Then he's doing goofy shit and the ref stops. He's a fucking wild man. He's nuts. There's a comment by Derek Green. It's perfect. He's 29 years old, but he looks 44, 100%. I can't believe I'm fucking 8 years older than that guy. And then Jared Hostile says, I'm guessing Timbo's off disposing of a body. I wish Timbo was out there murdering a body, getting paid those shekels. He has a sick child. His beautiful son, Cameron, is sick. So he's being an awesome dad. Dad's come first. Shout out, Timbo. We miss you. Miss you. There's that lisp again that I had on Spathith.
Bro, what was that stream you're on there? Whatever those other guys. I was like,
Spaces,
oh my God.
Yeah. I was laying down with my wife, and I let her listen, because I listened back to it, like you said, and I was like, I do have a fucking lisp. I was laying down in bed with my wife, and we're talking, and I guess it's if I'm laying down, there's a little lisp that comes
out. I think, like, it's also because you're using your phone. I think, and I've heard, like, other people use their phones as their microphone, and yeah. I've definitely, so I think that combination of the iPhone mic and laying down.
And I was, like, this close to the fucking mic, too. I'm laying down on my side, right? And I'm just talking like, yeah, so I think this fight's going to, you know, like fucking Bugs Bunny or something like that. CT, I might have fucking CT. That's a good point. All right, next up, we got Michelle Pan. Minus one. I got graphics. Damn, I got to keep up with the graphics, man. It took me 2 hours yesterday. Minus 148.
You need a producer.
I know.
I guess that's Trin, right?
Yeah, well, Trin, if I needed a producer, I'm hiring Trin right off the rip. No fucking questions asked. Michelle Pereira, -148 versus Mihail Oleksiyshyk. This was my pronunciation of the week. I butchered it. I got closer than I thought I would, but I've heard this guy's name enough that I feel like I phonetically
can
do it.
Wait, can I try though before you say it? Mihail Oleksiyshyk.
It's pretty close. I don't remember. I missed it. I should have Heidi send me the files because I don't listen to him. Like, John's like, hey, don't listen to the files before we do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not. And not that it would fucking help, because I'm going to miss it anyway. Anyway, I think this fight's a fucking banger. It's such a banger. I don't know who. I don't have. This is the only fight on my paper I don't have marked who's going to win. So I'm going to let the sharp next to me tell me who's going to win this fight, because I don't fucking know, dude. It's a banger. Both guys want to keep on the feet. Both guys are completely different striking bases, which makes this very interesting. I have no idea. Chat, tell me who you think's going to win as well while Christian breaks this down. Go ahead, CC.
Yeah, normally I like to torch you for your horrible takes and bad opinions, but so far I'm agreeing with you. And this sets off, even on my card, there's Kudalaba and Lins is above it. I'm so glad they moved this, because it just starts every single fight after this being good for the entire card.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. The chat loves it. This is a super fun fight. I wish it was like the old Michelle Pereira, where his first couple of fights in the UFC, he got a DQ, got gas from dancing on his way into
doing 10 backflips,
did a backflip and lost to a 155er.
A bad one at that, at Tristan Connolly. He lost to a guy named Tristan, okay?
Just a legend.
Shout out to all the Tristans out there. You guys are dope.
Yeah, this unfortunately, he's not really that same guy anymore. He's really settled into this decision style, and it's winning him fights, which really in the end it's all that matters. You know, he'll do his capoeira, every once in a while, you know, he'll jump off the cage and whatnot. I think in this fight though, he's really going to need the fight to be at distance, because Oleksiyshyk is a banger. That guy he's not scared. He'll get in there with anybody. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of Della Maddalena, like later in the card. Just a dude that's willing to get in there and bust off huge combinations, like regardless of what's going to come back, like whether it's grappling, whether it's like some sort of punches. I don't think I don't think the Pereira is going to be able to keep the fight at that distance that he needs. You know, that's his style now, unless he wants to prove me wrong and he's going to go back to doing some sort of crazy shit. He just hasn't done it in a long time. I think Oleksiyshyk gets in there. He's got super fast hands. He's going to get in there. Good chin. Boom. Just banging.
Boom.
He's willing to take it, comes back to him. I think one of the weirdest things about this is you got a former 205er and a former 170er.
Yeah.
And the 170er is going to look like the 205er.
Massive.
Super fun fight, like in every way. Just those weird size dynamics coming into it. Oleg Sejchuk's only fought bigger guys. Pereira's only fought smaller guys. And you have these two guys that are 100% going to meet in the middle, I would assume. Oleg Sejchuk doesn't have boring fights. So, yeah, they're going to meet in the middle. I just think that pressure is going to be too much for Pereira. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go Pereira. I was leaning Pereira all week. Listen, Oleg Sejchuk is since he's gone down to 70, cardio has been cleaned up. His boxing is beautiful. Those body shots. I mean, go watch DeJon Vellante, who's not a small guy at 205, get crumpled by a body shot. And Oleg Sejchuk, he wasn't a big 205. He's not a big 85. He's not a big 70, right? I mean, he's, you know what I mean? He's like a good size 70. He's not even a big 70. Like, this dude, though, has power. He's had power at 205, 85, and now 170. Pereira, though, is going to be the bigger guy. I think Pereira has a little bit of, you know, I'm going to maybe want to wrestle a little bit in this fight as well. Oleg Sejchuk has a problem getting taken down. However, he's been ironing that out. I can understand why this line's so close. I really don't have the best read on this fight. I'm going to pick Pereira. I'll go opposite you. It's not a bet fight for me. I'm going to take Pereira in the over 1.5. That's what I'm kind of leaning. That's plus 120. That's a great play right there. But man, yeah, Pereira, though, I hope he comes out old school and gets funky, right? Because he wants to stay at distance and throw crazy kicks. Oleg Sejchuk wants to come in, get in that pocket, throw some hands, some clean, clean boxing. They both are incredible durable. Michel Pereira's got a phenomenal chin, and so does Oleg Sejchuk, considering the shots he took at 205. I think it's going to come down to cardio and grappling. I think Pereira is going to grapple a little bit. I want to see how Oleg Sejchuk handles that grappling. And Oleg Sejchuk also has faded in the past. 170 is obviously helping with that because he has to do cardio to get the 170. And Pereira's had some cardio issues as well. He seemed to be cleaning them up. But as he's cleaning them up, he's also gotten a lot boring. Doesn't throw a ton of strikes. But I'm going to go Pereira. I think he just has a little bit more to win here. A little bit more skills to win this fight with the grappling and whatnot. But, man, it's a tough fight to pick. I'm going to go Pereira. I'll make it official. I like Trin's pick, though. Pereira in the over 1.5. I don't see a finish happening because both guys are fucking tough. We got here. Big up, guys. Good luck this week. I'm speaking DP in the round 3-4. I don't give a fuck. Louisiana stand up. Inside the distance, no action, plus 110. That's not bad, Paku MMA. That's not bad. And I'm late again, but I made it. Justin, love you, bro. He's always here. Plus money. What's up, Trin? Cheers, brother.
Brother Max.
All right, next up, fight I'm excited about, man. This is where we start getting to the meat and potatoes. This is when you start getting to a couple appetizers, very good appetizers, you know, blooming onions. Now we're starting to get to the main course here. Pedro Munhoz, plus 185 versus Killer Kyler Phillips. This dude, minus 225. A guy I like, Kyler Phillips, who bangs every chick in the world, guarantee it. Look at the picture of the guy. The long hair, the olive skin, this dude fucks. I had guys that I grew up with that looked similar to this guy that didn't have long hair. They were short. They were tan. They had a beard early in life, and they fuck. I can only imagine Kyler, Surfer Kyler, semi-famous fighter, dudes out there fucking. But man, you're hanging plus money on Pedro Munhoz to me. After this guy's fucking who he's fought, yeah, he doesn't look good. He didn't look good against a couple. But this dude is a tough out for anyone. And Kyler hasn't proven to go 3 flawless rounds. He's not going to take down Pedro. He's going to try to stand up with him. His boxing is getting better, but Pedro's boxing is great. Pedro's chin is phenomenal. I haven't seen that toughness in Kyler. He's got great wins. Got to win over Song Yadong. He's on a 3-fight win streak, I believe. Kyler's look good, but there's times where he slows down and doesn't look himself. And this is a big step up, in my opinion, in competition, considering Pedro has literally fought fucking everybody. The guys that are fighting for the title, yeah, he's fought both of them, right? The guys who fought for the title before that, yeah, he fought both of them. So my pick is Pedro Munhoz. But that's not all. Let me get this big fucking thing out right here. This big old hammer we hit last week. Right? I gave out like 3 of them. We hit 1 of the 3. I count that. Hit the slime ball last week as well. So we're flush with cash. And what does your boy do? I take 75% of my bankroll, right? 75% of my bankroll this week. And I put it on Pedro Munhoz plus 3.5 point spread minus 145. That's a guaranteed fucking win. There's no way Pedro Munhoz gets finished. There's no way he gets 30-27 either. Pedro Munhoz is a dog in there. Will he win the fight? I hope so, because I'm going to bet him at plus 185. But he's definitely going to put up a fight. And plus 3.5 at minus 145, that should be minus 315. That should be way higher. That's crazy. I just stole something from DraftKings Sportsbook, and I'm not looking back. Green Hammer, baby! Christian, take it away while I handle this beast, bitch. Take it away, man.
A grade breakdown. Almost A plus.
Oh, I need that A plus, bro.
Shout out to the audio listeners who, when Brian said, let me pull this thing out. And I wonder what they were thinking right now. Because I was on a different screen. And
okay. All right. Well, Christian, have I ever pulled my dick out before, bro? Have I ever done it before?
I don't know. I'm an audio guy normally.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. I assure you my penis has never been on this program. Okay.
Well, I'll have to go back and watch some of the, I'll have to check the tapes. Yeah, check that tapes. Really was, that was a great breakdown. This is a fight that I had struggled with too. You know, there's always a few per week you struggle to you sure. go back and forth, or you're like, oh, I could give you reasons why this guy will win or that guy will win. And I had that with this one. Yeah, Pedro Munhoz has fought everybody that matters, and he's fought them all close. Win or lose, unfortunately, a lot of times those fights end up being lose, which is not the concern I have with this fight.
Sure.
I kind of looked at the losses more, and it seems like his losses are against guys that are like quick, fast, like just, you know, real dynamic, move side to side, in and out quickly. His age is obviously a concern. It's that's the last few weeks we've been noticing. I mean, I'm older than every single person on this card, so it's hard for me to judge age. But, yeah, man, 37 years and the fights that Pedro Munhoz has had, that's a lot. The thing about Kyler Murray, and this is a shout out to the old soundboard, ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't got no gas in it.
This guy, he's out there throwing these, even like Street Fighter type, these kicks, like jumping, flying, like spinning kicks. I don't even know why he does it, but he always does it.
Yeah.
Dynamic striking, dynamic grappling.
I like how you say dynamic. I like how you say dynamic. It's almost very Chicago-y. Dynamic striking from the Chicago Bears. Dynamic. I like how you say it, bro.
You're the one that lives in the Midwest.
I have a very Midwest accent, but you're with the dynamic, the Chicago Bears. Go Bears. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I even have it in my notes. He's going to slow down and fade late. It's like what Kyler Murray does.
Mm-hmm.
I always mix up Kyler Murray and Kyler Phillips. Yeah.
Kyler Murray and Kyler Phillips. Well, yeah. I can tell you what. Kyler Murray has way more money than Kyler Phillips. Kyler Phillips has fucked way more chicks. That's a guarantee.
Whew. Yeah, that's a good question. I have to make a poll on that one. Yeah, he's going to fade late, but I think Kyler Phillips is going to win the first two rounds. I'm almost sure of it. He's going to win the first round guaranteed. Pedro Munhoz, I don't think his output is going to be there. If he can land all of his leg kicks, it might slow him down a bit. But I just think that Kyler wins the first two and hangs on in the third, or not even hangs on. Just, I don't think this is going to decision no matter what. So I love your breakdown. I think if you're a guy that bets the lines mm-hmm. versus just you're picking the fights and picking winners, then yeah, it's Pedro Munhoz all day. But for me, I'm going to go with Kyler.
Wow. I already marked you down. For fucking Pedro, bro. I thought you were all right. Fine, we're against each other, dude. Fine, go against me, bro. Whatever. I don't fucking care.
I was so busy looking at my notes and like thinking in my head. I didn't see the chat, but I looked like a lot of people had a lot of opinions on that one.
Yeah, they all said I did a great fucking job. They said, Brian,
it was such a good breakdown.
You're so cool. And that's a great line. And Christian needs to fucking step it up. That's what basically the chat said. All right, next up, Mantaus. This is a pronunciation week I got fucking wrong too. It's a Mantaus Gamrot minus 440 versus Rafael dos Anjos, which I don't get wrong. I say that better than he says it. Rafael dos Anjos. RDA plus 320. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go quick. I like this fight. RDA needs to learn how to say no. Gamrot is too much for him at this point in his career. He got taken down 8 fucking times by Vicente Luque. That's way too many. Gamrot doesn't stop, doesn't get tired. He's coming off a knockout win. His hands are getting better, and he's tough himself. He can take a fucking shot. He's going to grapple fuck RDA here. I like the over, which I think is to the moon at this point. Way too high. But give me Matheus Gamrot, and I'm also... that's the first one. Slimed up. Slime forever. Matheus Gamrot is going to be in the slime ball parlay. I know it's high, but man, I don't see a more fucking mortal lock on this card. Even if Gamrot runs into a fucking knee by Dos Anjos, I think he eats it and still takes him down. I like this guy that much over Rafael Dos Anjos. Getting older. Respect RDA very much. But man, I just think Gamrot has him here every which way. Anywhere he wants to take it. So yeah, give me Matheus Gamrot. Christian?
Matheus, is that how you say it?
It's like Matheus, yeah.
It's another really good breakdown. I mean, I guess the line says it all. It's, you know, if this fight was last week, this would have been -1,000 for
sure.
Gamrot.
Sure, so, yeah.
I need to start like betting. I need to look at the lines in the future because a lot of these like stayed the same and then just in the last week took off.
I'm bad at that myself. I'm bad at mixing books up, getting better lines at different books, and I'm bad at futuring certain. I've done it a handful of times. It's always worked out for me. I definitely need to do it more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't look at this particular one, but there's a few later on that I'll bring up. And it's like, dang, like this, like you said, this is Gamrot all day. So I'm just going to piggyback on what you said. Relentless grappling and pressure. His decisions are always close. But the thing is, he always goes to decisions. Like you said, so this is going to go to decision. That's why it's -330.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's to the moon. Yeah.
Yeah, his pace is just going to be overwhelming. This is another thing where that age does matter just a bit. I mean, he's going to overwhelm him with those takedowns. Just, he doesn't stop. You know, he's grabbing hips. He's grabbing knees. He's grabbing ankles. This guy is trying to take you down any part of your body. He'll take you down by your shoulders if he can.
Yep.
And Dos Anjos, he's an all – Rafael Dos Anjos. Like a true all-rounder. He's just got a little bit of everything. But, I mean, a little bit of everything, as we've seen with a lot of people at Gamrot's fight, it's not going to stop those – just that takedown and that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And his weakness – RDA has been against like those like pure grapplers, and this is just a
high pace too. He struggles with high pace, and that's what Gamrot is, man.
So I was just looking at the lines and I'm like, fuck, I don't even know how you bet this. Like, the books know what's gonna happen. It's like he's gonna win a 30-27. Like,
what? Yep. Yeah, the books know. We're on the same page. Yep. We're on the same page. Decision win. Lock it up. All right, next up, you got Caitlin Seminara. It used to be Caitlin Chookagian. She's using a married name. +164. Do you have a graphic for that? Boom. Versus Macy Barber, +174. Caitlin, Macy Barber, -205. Your boy's got a big crush on Macy Barber. I'm going to let you go first. Before that, I want to say something about Caitlin. I know we bust balls about female MMA here and stuff like that. She is having trouble conceiving a child. She spent a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of heartache trying to have a kid. And I have known people in my life that have struggled with that, you know, and that is a terrible thing to do. That's why I think women are so much superior than men, so much stronger than men, because I couldn't let my body go through all that. And so props to Caitlin for being honest and coming out and saying that, because that's got to be so goddamn hard and impossible to even deal with. So I do want to shout out Caitlin for being open and honest. I appreciate that. I like the open and honesty here but you know, Macy's going to win. You know what I mean? I'm going Macy Barber here. I think she dominates. I think she looks really good here. I don't think she finishes. I think she gets, she looks really good and she's going to match the volume and Macy Barber, the girl everyone wrote off after the Roxanne fight, after the knee injury, after coming back too soon, on a 5-fight win streak now, starting to find a groove. I like Macy Barber a lot here. Christian?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with the take. Like you said about Seminara. Yeah, I do feel it's, trust me, it's not like college when you want to try and have a baby. It's not like where you can just put it in and a baby comes out that you don't want. It's, that challenge is real. And she's not the only person out there dealing with that. But yeah, as for the fight, much better striking on the, it's so hard for, it's her name, like switching is going to be so difficult. On the Caitlin side, much better striking, much longer, really good at distance. I mean, she has been forever. Got those kiosks keeping people away, and they score as strikes on the judges' scorecards. she's made a career of taking like these ups, like anybody who wants to, you know, you want a shot at the title, then you're going to have to pass through her.
You got
to
go through me, babe. You got to go through me, yeah, bitch.
She's denied so many people. Doesn't have to stop many takedowns. Not many people try and take her down. If Macy Barber came out like she used to, like maybe pre-knee injury, where she was just a wild woman, just out there like throwing windmill punches and just diving at people like a linebacker, I would say this is, she's a lock in this. But she hasn't really done that anymore. She tries to be a finesse fighter. She fights the close decisions. You know, I think the last resounding win she had was the one against Hibosh, who, I mean, Chookagian fought to a very close decision. So that's, when you do that MMA math, that's like, eh. The thing is, Chookagian doesn't really, like, unless it's Andrade, she's not really getting finished, or Vegas Valentina. And Macy Barber is not that, especially this technical Macy Barber. I'm going to go with the bet that's taking me longer, like probably made me more money than most bets in all of MMA, and it's Chookagian. Sermonara via decision.
Mm-hmm.
Her plus 3.5, I didn't look, but that's my favorite bet on the card because she mm-hmm. will win a round. Because if this is on the feet, yeah. she will win every single minute of it.
It'll be close.
Especially on boxing judges' scorecards because she does better at it than anybody in the women's game.
Caitlin Sermonara plus 3.5, minus 165. That's not bad, man. I don't think she's going to win a round, but her history has proven that every fight she's in, she's close.
The amount of split decisions both these two have been in. I think
Macy is got that right camp. She was with Song this camp, Song Yudong out there. Team Alpha Male, I think she's ready. I think she's prime.
Camps.
It's camps, bro. It's camps, bro.
What do you think Caitlin's doing? She's not like, oh, this girl's going to try and...
Well, she's not. She's in Jersey or Long Island. She ain't at Longo's, so she ain't doing something right. She ain't doing something right, bro. If she ain't at Longo's, she ain't doing something right. Listen, Chookagian, Sermonara, it's a tough change, but she's the queen at winning close fights because of the tennis player. And nothing lands, but the judges are like, shit, she probably just hit her like 5 times because the judges don't know what the fuck they're seeing. I know chicks, okay? Your boy knows chicks. Macy Barber wins this fight. And do you want to put some skrill up? You want to put some cash up? You want to put some money up, huh?
No, there's many. There's
pussy.
Other ones out.
Pussy. Excuse me. Sorry, dude. What the fuck? What is that in my throat? Pussy. God, all right. We're good. We're back. All right. I'm feeling better. Here we go. There's one
that I know there's one coming up that there's 100%.
I already know which one you're talking about, so we'll get to it. Curtis Blaydes, minus 115. I think this line has moved, actually, boys. Sorry. Curtis Blaydes, minus 115 versus Jailton Almeida, minus 105. Woo! This is a big boy. This is a big boy that's going to answer a lot of questions to me. We already have questions on Blaydes. The guy can beat anybody in the heavyweight division. But he can't fucking win the big one. Jailton Almeida is a new guy who outgrapples everyone. Hey, we're going to give you the best fucking wrestler division. See how you like these, okay? Can you outgrapple Curtis Blaydes? No, right? No, I don't think Curtis Blaydes has ever been taken down. Check the facts. I don't know if he has. Anyway, Christian, you're the heavyweight whisperer. Please whisper to me who wins this heavyweight fight.
Yeah, the heavyweight whisperer, but this is high-level heavyweight. Okay. This isn't my expertise. I like the low-level fat boys.
Real quick, I want to, because I was wrong. Cody East took down Curtis Blaydes 3 times. Volkov took him down 1 time, and a lot of people just haven't attempted. So he's been taken out 4 times, so I just wanted to get that out there. I was wrong. I said he wasn't taken down once.
Yeah, so I got it. I have some of that in my notes. I don't think that Curtis Blaydes has faced much takedown pressure,
right?
And that's really all Jailton Almeida does. I listened, because when we do the podcast on Thursday, I end up listening to some stuff during the week, and I heard a lot of talk about the Derek Lewis fight, and I think that I think doesn't mean shit, but what I thought was that's Almeida's like, it's like, this is easy and I don't mm-hmm. have to get hit from here.
Sure.
And I think that's why I did it. I don't know why I couldn't finish him. Maybe that Lewis is just so big and medium thick, but I mean, how many people have subbed Lewis? I didn't even bother to look, but it doesn't seem
Daniel like Cormier did.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a
But Daniel Cormier did. You would think Jailton could get it done if Daniel did it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Point taken. So. Point taken.
That was a huge step up for him, though. I mean, he had he had just been crushing cans until then, and it looked great doing it. And look, he's still like, you know, 50, 45, or if, I don't know if it was more.
Yeah, he dominated.
I didn't bother to sit around and watch the scorecards for that one. Look, Almeida's got, he's got big power on his feet. Again, he says the windmill punches. It looks like his first day in a kickboxing class. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, hurling him around, but that dude is jacked. I hopefully it's like all muscle he's put on, because the dude used to weigh in at like 200 pounds for his 205 fights.
Yeah.
I mean, he always looks fantastic. I think the thing is, he's going to shoot takedowns and pressure Blades. You know, if Blades spent a whole lifetime wrestling, and you can tell he's fallen in love with his hands, he's probably relying on his old wrestling. He's probably not working it like he used to. And I don't think he's going to face the, you know, somebody with just the pure, like, outright, like, sloppy technique and pressure, whether it's his takedowns or his striking. I think it's going to be a lot for Blades to handle, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him put on his back. Now, I don't think he's going to gas, and if he keeps getting put there, I think he's going to win a decision, because he'll certainly win the later rounds. But, I'm going to take the guy that's going to, I think, get there early and get there often. So give me Almeida. Hopefully I'll end up as a dog, but
no.
I can't believe they're the same age. That's just wild.
It's wild to me.
Feels like one's 50 and one's 20.
You know, Curtis Blaydes kind of needs a reset of his career right now. And I just think he needs to shave the beard. I love the beard. Let's see what you got underneath that, bro. Right. Let's just get a complete reset. I think Curtis Blaydes is better, you know, because Jaltz's been saying this whole week, yeah, let's fucking grapple. You want to see your better grapple? Let's grapple. I think Curtis Blaydes is going to want to stand up. I think his striking is pretty underrated. I think he's fast. I think he's good. I think Jaltz Almeida is going to be, he's a big dude in there, but I think Curtis is the thicker, meatier guy. Curtis can never make 205. Jaltz did. Jaltz's going to look all beach muscled up, but I like Jaltz Almeida too. I'm talking a lot about Curtis Blaydes. It's a really tough fight. I think if Jouten get him down on the ground, and that's a big if, he wins. If it's on the feet, I think Blaydes wins. Jouten could surprise me. He's made a ton of mistakes in his UFC career. There's times where I think he's doing so well on the feet, and then he forces takedowns. And then when he's on top, he only looks for submissions. He doesn't really look for ground and pound where it's there. And then eventually when he doesn't get his perfect submission, oh, I'm going to finish this fight with a head arm. I'm going to finish. When he's not getting that, then he starts punching and finishes fights. It's been a little too patient for me. And I think when you get a grappler like Curtis Blaydes down, you have to be aggressive. And this is only 3 rounds. This isn't 5. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm not willing to put a ton of money on it. My pick is Jouten. I like the over. And I kind of like, if you want to go crazy, let me pull this up right now because I got it in front of me, even though a ton of props aren't available, but hopefully a prop is available for this. If you want to get a little spicy, Curtis Blaydes by knockout plus 200. That is not as spicy as I thought. That was so disappointing. I thought that was going to be much higher. That was so anticlimactic. Ugh, fuck this fight. Fuck that prop. And no, I think it's a great fight, though. I like Jaltz Almeida here. The win. I do like Curtis Blaydes maybe catching him, because Almeida, we haven't really seen him on the feet. And I'm really curious to see the defensive wrestling of Curtis Blaydes. And the chat's kind of all over here. The chat's kind of, we got a couple people here. Lazy Bell, what's up? You know, smash the like. Stuff to take down a strike with Duke Curtis.
I think Razor Blaze doesn't Razor Blade.
That's very true. My girl, Pretty Wise, and she tells me she doesn't, size doesn't matter. I don't know what she says, so I think not matter here. Size doesn't matter, man. Yeah, we've seen Dusty Chin
versus Chris Viegas.
Yeah, man. Chin's, remember Curtis was 180 before Almeida fought Lewis? Plus 180. Yeah, I mean, Curtis Blaydes has notoriously struggled with the big, big power puncher. Jaltz Almeida is not a power puncher. He's not that.
I think he has the power. He just doesn't have the technique.
Very true.
That's where I disagree. He is. That guy's just, by definition, is power.
I've seen him strike in fights, and it's for 30 seconds, and it's calm, it's smooth. And then he rushes for a takedown. It's like, yeah, I got to get this down. It's very weird. He's still young in the MMA game. He's going to learn from it. He's going to get caught one of the days doing that. I don't think it'll be from Blaydes, but he will get caught doing that one day, rushing in and stuff.
Blaydes' striking isn't what he thinks it is. I think so. If you think it's crisp and yeah, it's like, it's a little bit smooth, but I don't think it's going to be finishing. I think Blaydes, like, maybe he might ground and pound him, but this guy is not going to get, I'll bet you, he's not going to get like a standing, like clean knockout.
Who, Curtis Blaydes, is it?
Yeah, I don't think he'll knock. I don't think he'll knock Almeida down.
Bro, I can't predict the future. All I know is when I was in Columbus and I'm watching all these fighters walk by, your boy's big chested. I'm going, this is it? This is the guy you got right here? Chris Daukaus walks by me. That was the main event. Chris Daukaus, Curtis Blaydes. Chris Daukaus walks by me and I go, this twink? Look at this guy. I pick him up over my head. He's a little boy, right? He's a little boy. Then Curtis Blaydes walks by me. And his hands and his head look bigger than my body. This dude was huge. And he knocked Daukaus out on the feet quick as fuck.
How was his bulge?
What do you mean, his bulge in his pants? I mean, yeah. They got a cup on. I mean, he's got probably a triple XL fucking cup. I mean, I'm sure he's got a fucking just howitzer in there. But no, that right hand he landed on Daukaus was quick. The kick, the 30 seconds he stood with Tom Aspinall in their fight before Tom blew his knee, he threw some hot fire, some really quick stuff.
That did look good. I agree with that.
So if he catches Yalton, who's not comfortable on the feet, it could end a knockout. I'm not going to put money on it or anything like that. But, I mean, plus 200 is a joke. That should be way higher. Someone steamed that line somewhere. All right, next fight. One of my favorite fights in this card. Petr Yan, -180 versus Song Yadong, -102. Hot damn. 135 just keeps getting better. Petr Yan on a 3-fight losing streak. But look who he's fighting. Song Yadong's a guy who was his up-and-comer, then he dropped a few fights. Now he's finally in like that groove and that prime, and he's looked phenomenal. I mean, I was heavy on Ricky Simon when he fought Song. I'm like, Simone's just going to take him down whenever he wants. No, dude, Song fucking butchered Simone. Could not get him down. Song looked amazing. Song looked really good against Corey Sandhagen before the cut. Kid's legit. Petr Yan's a guy who I think is a slow starter. This is 3 rounds. And I said this in the Anakin Florian, and it's so true. Like, when you take a test and you have 5 C's in a row and you're on the question and you're so positive that the question is C, you're like, but there's no way they're putting 6 C's in a row. I got to mix up my answer here. That's how I feel like with Yan. There's no way this guy loses 4 in a row. He's too fucking good, but I think he does here. I like Song Yadong. I like everything he's saying. He dyed his fucking hair blonde. He looks sick at the press conference. He looks confident. His English is getting really good. If Petr Yan wants to grapple, he's not going to be able to take Song down. Petr Yan is very good on the feet. He's calculated. He's precise, but he just doesn't get going until later in the rounds, and Song's cardio is through the roof. His power's there. His chin's there. He's been in there with some really good guys. This is going to split a lot of people. I know a lot of people like Petr Yan. He seems very confident. He's took some time off. You know he's sharpened the skills. He's been training the whole time he's been away. But I like Song Yadong here, man. I don't think he'll get a finish. I'd be shocked if he gets a finish. But I like Song by decision. And this is a fight that I'm going to put some hefty shekels on. Too. Almost made it to the slime ball. It did not quite make it there. Christian.
Dang. I love when when you're that confident. I mean, just not just you, but me. When you're that confident in a dog, like, is what Song's +105 right now.
+105? Okay.
Yeah, it's that's a DraftKings. You probably have FanDuel. It's like +150 because you know how DraftKings is.
It's true.
But man, your breakdowns are good tonight.
Whoa, hang on. David M says my pronunciation of Petr is rough. I thought that's his name, Petr Yan.
I think it's like Piotr.
Piotr? Okay, then yeah, I'm butchering it. All right, Piotr Yan. All right, sorry, David M, I'm butchering it.
But I don't know either. I mean, it's wild.
I hear a lot. We can watch
all these fights, and here you're friends with Johnny and Nick. We can watch them talk on TV all the time, and we still can't pronounce it.
Dude, names are tough for me. Like, if I have your name in my head, like, I've met people, like, hey, my name's so-and-so. Cool. 5 minutes later, I don't know their name at all, right? But if your name's in my head, I won't forget it. Now, pronouncing things are completely different. I can't pronounce anybody's name, right? My best friends, I have 2 of the best friends in the entire world, right? One's last name is Smith, and one's last name is Campbell. I can't fuck that up. There's a reason those are my friends. I hear a lot of people say, at least I don't say Peter. A lot of people say Petr Yan. At least I was trying to throw some spin on it. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's, would you say Petra?
Piotr.
Piotr. Fuck, I was saying Petra. Fuck me. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. People.
It's whatever.
It's part of the charm is your pronunciation. It's been like that for, I don't know, people, not everybody's been around for like almost from the beginning. So they don't know. It's just always been like that.
Always. People think it's a bit. Like they think it's, because it used to be Cody that did the pronunciation of the week. And then John, when I was doing my breakdown, John would be like, wait, how do you pronounce that fucking name? And then I just, he was like, I got to throw this guy on there because this is ridiculous. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, all right, Fight Talk Only is going to have me, you know, I like to do those breakdowns.
Yeah, my boy going to see you live, BB Mother's Lord, CZ, I'm going to tag you this week in community.
I haven't done one of those in a couple months.
Yeah, Fight Talk Only is a really good dude.
I'll tag you so it gets a little more traction.
There you go, bro.
So this fight's, I mean, just like most of the fights on this card, again, you know, I'm stingy with my grades. I've been given a lot of positive grades tonight. So, yes, good stuff. Thing about, Jan, was that your original take, that thing about like the ACTs or whatever, and like the C.
No, it's like another. You get a Scantron test.
Yeah. And
you,
that was like your original thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. I hadn't even thought about it like that. And it's like, man, like, I bet this is my most money I've ever lost on any fighter. It's Giannis, not even close. And I'm just like going right back to the well again. Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, this is why I could win this. And, you know, I guess I find reasons to justify picking that. You know, it's like he definitely beat O'Malley. I thought Aljamain won that fight, but it seems like it's like a 50-50 toss, the second fight. A lot of people think that Aljamain didn't win. I would disagree, but. You know, these fights are close, and you know, a lot of us think he's winning with these horrible judges. Yeah, you never know what to expect. And again, this is a fight between two, especially Song, a very powerful guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is gonna be a back and forth war between these two. Man, it's such a great fight. I think Jan just has a little more tools. Song is more of like a power puncher. I think, you know, you are gonna see like him snap Jan's head back, but. Jan, our Song, does, I think he shows like a lot more damage. Like you see when he gets hit, he's one of those guys that just, you know, he swells up. Like what happened with Sandhagen, mm-hmm. He didn't look hurt at all. This guy can take anything, but you know, his face was fucked up. He's got that Diaz scar tissue thing mm-hmm. going on. And maybe that's it because he's actually 40 and he's been fighting since he was 15.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Fights. Yeah.
We'll never know.
He actually is. I think Jan's going to look, I think he's going to win more of the minute. He's going to win more of those boxing exchanges. It's going to be hella close, though.
Yeah.
I mean, another plus 3.5. I don't even know that, but it's probably the same as the regular line. You're not going to get much on it. Yeah, I also think Jan's got the takedown advantage. I know you, but you and your camp thing, because, you know, Song trains with Uriah Faber. He's primed for the takedown. Got his wrestling shoes on and everything. I don't believe much in that bullshit, but. I mean, Song doesn't take anybody down anyway. So give me the guy with more tools in the belt. The guy I've lost more money on than any other fighter in the UFC. And let me go back to the well, the 0-4 well. And let me.
Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Christian Costello is betting and picking Petr Jan or Piotr Jan. So load up the boats and send them in, baby, because Song Yanon is going to win the fight. He just cursed Petr Jan, Piotr, whatever. And by the way, I tagged BB before, but never no luck. Understandable, though, but I appreciate everything y'all do, kid. Okay, so that is completely on me. Fight Talk Only, you tag me, you tag Christian, retweet, comment, whatever. I am sorry. I must have missed it the last time you did it, or, you know, I'm just a real piece of shit. But I do see the community things that he posts. Like, he does a nice little graphic with everyone's. Yeah.
You just fill out like a 160 character breakdown. He makes these cool graphics.
No, yeah, it's great. Yeah, no, he's fantastic. So I apologize for that if I big timed you one time. Anyway, I got Song. You got Petra. Piotr. Man, I can't wait to fucking take that money. Next up, here we go. I already know what side you're gonna take here. Don't have to do it. Gilbert Burns. Let me pull up. Yep. Gilbert Burns plus 136 versus Jack Della Maddalena. Three named Jack, Jackie 3D. Love this guy. He is minus 162. At the stare downs today at the press conference, I thought Jack would be a little bit bigger. He is a thick guy, but Gilbert wasn't as small as I thought he'd be next to him. Unlike fucking Benoit Saint-Denis, he dwarfed Dustin Poirier. That size difference was crazy.
Really? Woo. I didn't see that.
We'll get to that, dude. He looked massive compared to Poirier. It was wild. I thought maybe you'd see a little bit of the same here, but not so much. I mean, Gilbert Burns is a thick boy. Here's my breakdown. I know you're going to go opposite me. I'm taking Jack. I've been on Jack since day one. I think this kid's great, right? He cut weight twice and fought Basil, looked like an idiot, fought like an idiot, jumped into a couple grappling exchanges. He had no business being in. People thought he lost the fight. I understand that. Rebounds, fights Kevin Holland, very tricky fight. I thought he beat Kevin Holland handily. It was a split decision. I thought he won. Wasn't his best performance. Then he could go over Burns. He's going to be 38 and sometime this year. April or July, something coming up. He's going to be 38 soon, coming off a shoulder injury. And when he fights strikers, all he wants to do is grapple. You look at the Wonderboy fight, you look at the Jorge Masvidal fight. He gets you down, he smothers you on top. He has very good jiu-jitsu, but most of the time, if you're prepared for it, you're going to defend those spots like Wonderboy did, like Jorge did. Jackie D, three-name Jack, this guy clearly is with a smart camp. Scrappy MMA, they're an up-and-coming camp in Australia. They're phenomenal. They got a couple guys coming from there. You know, he's all the way in Perth, the fucking West Coast, which is like the other side of the goddamn world. He's going to be dialed in for this. He wants his fight. He is not this big, arrogant guy. He said, hey, if I want a title shot, if I want to fight for the title, I have to beat Gilbert Burns. If I can't beat Gilbert Burns, then I shouldn't be fighting for a title or coming close. I love that mindset. He knows what he needs to do to win here. I think Gilbert Burns has been knocked out before, twice. I think he's been put down before multiple times. I think Jack's going to give him hell on the feet. I think this is going to be close. I don't love Jack by KO. I can see it. It'd have to be early because I think Gil gets stronger as the fight goes on, as you look at the Chimaev fight. However, I think Gil's going to have not as much success as grappling as many people think. I think he's going to land a couple takedowns, but not many. Going to be a close fight. I like Jackie D here. His boxing, his activity, everything's going to be phenomenal. Gilbert Burns is too old. He's too old, man. Just too old. Give me three named Jack. I'm sliming him up. One more time, CC, because that's my guy. That's my guy. All right, so go ahead and tell the people why you're taking Gilbert Burns.
D-minus, Craig. My God. You know what? You would go to the plastic surgeon with a picture of Jack Della Maddalena and say, give me this nose. That's how much you love him.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know if I could do that because my nose is perfect. I used to, believe it or not, dude, I used to have a huge bump on my nose because I got hit with a baseball and my nose broke. But then I had like sinus surgery when I was like 15 and it fixed the bump.
Mm. Yeah, Molly, she broke her nose recently. She's got a big old bump on it now. So
she broke her nose recently? Oh, yeah, Mallbear?
Like, I think on Christmas, yeah.
What did you do? Did you hit her? I shouldn't say that. That's not a funny joke.
I haven't sparring before.
But yeah, right. No. What happened, though? She's banging on something?
Nah, she just fell off. Yeah, just slipped and fell. Boom. We had a little too much eggnog. And
I have slipped and fallen on my face multiple times, and I've had loose teeth and some sore noses, but never a broken nose. Poor Molly.
She felt like her whole, like all of her weight just boom right on like the crown of her nose. Oof. Yeah, when we go to like MMA, she has one of those Rip Hamilton
classic guard. Yeah, of course. I'd wear that if I didn't have a nose problem. That's fucking dope. All right, tell the people why Gilbert Burns is going to win. I'm going to sit back.
Okay, so that's so funny because you're like, if Jack wins by KO, it only happens early. I'm like a finish one way or other. It's funny to look at your like my notes and then see what you say. But I think he can only win by KO late because he's going to get fucked early. He's going to be getting. I don't know if he's going to survive what happens early because he is going to get taken down early. I know that Basil Hafez is a better wrestler than Gilbert Burns is, just a better pure wrestler.
He's also way bigger.
He's going to get an opportunity out. Yeah, way better. He's
bigger, way bigger. Yeah.
Oh, but also a better wrestler.
Sure.
He's more of a specialist, but he's going to get a chance on the ground early. And man, Gilbert Burns is nasty. And I know that Jack has fought off a lot of submissions, but he spends a lot of time down there. And this is going to be the most dangerous guy he's ever seen on the ground. And Gilbert Burns has some hands early on too. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, I mean, and Jack's willing to get, he doesn't have any defense or like minimal defense. So I think Gilbert Burns is live as fuck early on.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah. This is a number that keeps on growing. You know, and if Gilbert Burns decides to be smart, which, you know, a lot of these fighters that we love don't always have the best game plans, he could control Jack and just stay on top and win around easy without gassing. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but he certainly has a ton of finishing potential. And man, at this number, it keeps on growing. I don't even know why. give me Gilbert Burns all day. Live for a submission, live for an early knockout. And yeah, Jack is live for a late knockout. It would surprise me one way or another. If Gilbert Burns looked gas, if he's humping a puffing after one, that's a good live betting spot. You could take it then. But man, I pre-fight, I'm going to take Gilbert Burns all day.
Justin says the guy on the right looks like Jerry from Rick and Morty. I don't know who that is. I just pulled it up. I don't think you look like that guy.
I think it's that cartoon.
Yeah, I don't think you look like him. I think you look like Gardner Minshew a little bit. You got a lot of people that look like you. And I strongly disagree with everything you said. Gilbert Burns is an old dude that moved up to 70 because he couldn't make 55 anymore. He's good on the ground. His wrestling's okay, but he's running into the new breed, a buzzsaw. He's going to get chipped away here, baby. And, man, I think Jack DeMolina is going to have a career performance, and that's why I'm slime forever. He's slime forever, dude. You know what I mean? How dare you? How fucking dare you?
The chat is so lit right now. I was just looking up at
something. What's that?
This is fun. The Rip Hamilton. Because when you're doing like a breakdown and you're looking in the camera, you don't get to see how hilarious some of
the chat's great.
Are.
The chat's the best. And now everyone's going off about Jerry from Rick and Morty is an insult. So there is someone insulted you, bro. You look like so
you.
Many
like,
people.
Cut me with it.
Yeah, you make a shot. Cut me with it. Listen, you look like so many people. It's crazy. I didn't realize how Gardner Minshew, I saw him play a couple times. He was mic'd up. I'm like, damn, Christian kind of looks like Gardner Minshew. You get the Aaron Rodgers thing. You got the Michael Chiesa thing going.
I get Aaron Rodgers and Chiesa. The
yeah, you get Chiesa a lot. I get nobody. You know, I get whenever there's like a fat country guy in American Idol, my father-in-law. No, not Jelly Rolls. Some other kid. I forget what his name was. My father-in-law, rest in peace. He texts my wife and goes, "Hey, y'all watch American Idol?" And he had a country accent. And we're like, no, not really. He goes, "Man, there's this country guy in there that looks exactly like Brian. Were they twins or what?" So we turn it on to find out who he's talking about. And I'm just like, man, thanks, Jer. All right, here we go. Kevin Holland. This is a banger. I love this fight. I love the MVPs with the UFC. Kevin Holland minus 135 versus Michael Venom Page, also known as MVP, plus 114. I love MVP. I hate that he's 36, 37. He's coming in late. But from what I've seen of him during fight week and all the video packages, the UFC is hyping him up way better than what Bellator did. I think Bellator just show highlights of him. They feed him cans, but they never really showed his personality. He's actually a pretty funny, cool guy. Him and Kevin Holland are getting long. He's doing all these things behind the scenes with the UFC. I've heard good things, like people that work for the UFC saying, this guy's lovely. This guy's great. Smile on his face. He loves the fight. And he's explosive, and he's interesting, and he fights a wicked, weird way. His takedown defense is better than people give him credit for. His toughness is better than people give him credit for. He's the only guy to fight Mike Perry and bare knuckle and go to a decision and not quit. Every other champion that Mike Perry has fought, Luke Rockhold, 185 pounds, quit after round one. Eddie Alvarez, the Underground King, quit. Mike Perry's a different breed, and Michael Venom Page was hanging with them right then and there in a very close bare knuckle fight. That shows what heart, that shows what toughness this kid has, not to mention all his kickboxing experience, which is phenomenal. The problem is when you're fighting the lower level guys and then you get a little taste of the upper level guys in the UFC, like the Douglas Limas, like the Logan Storleys, which he dropped, then you enter the UFC, you're in the fucking show. This is the fucking show, boys, right? And you're getting Kevin Holland, who's been in there with fucking everybody, right? Win, lose, or draw, he's been in there. He's confident. They're both built the same. I think MVP might be a slight taller than him. Don't know about the reach. Kevin Holland is phenomenal in the feet. We have seen him struggle with guys in the feet, though. You look at the Wonderboy fight. He was a step behind Wonderboy. Wonderboy has a karate style. MVP has a karate style, but they're very, very different karate styles. But along the same lines, I see a lot of people using that fight as why MVP is going to win. I get hit up by three different people in the DM saying, Kevin Holland by submission. I don't see that happening. MVP's never been submitted. I know he hasn't fought a ton of people that can submit him, but he is tough to bring down. He's tough to hold down, and Kevin Holland isn't this elite wrestler all of a sudden. Kevin Holland has great submissions, maybe a drop, maybe a quick jump to a darts or something on the ground, but other than that, I don't see that happening. I like Kevin Holland. He's been fighting the better competition in the UFC. Minus 135 is a good number. I can understand why people are excited for MVP at plus 114. I'm excited that he's in the fucking show. I don't think he's going to get close to a title, but he's in the fucking show. and he's exciting, and he's always going to be exciting. He put a fucking dent in someone's forehead. The last time he fought in Bellator, he exploded someone's kneecap. This dude's violent. This dude's fun. Fun to watch. Fun to be around. Fun on the microphone. So I'm rooting for MVP for sure. But if I got to split hairs, if I'm picking fights, I like Kevin Holland. And the more I've sat with this whole week, because I picked this earlier in the week, and the more I've sat with this, the more I like Kevin Holland. Because guess what? This is the fucking show, man. Okay, we're in the show. Christian, tell him why you got to pick MVP, dude.
That was a fire breakdown.
MVP about to embarrass Holland. Whoa, chat.
Yeah, the chat was lit. Well, this whole time you're breaking it down, I'm like, man, there's some great takes in there. So the thing about me, well, you can go through it, and if interrupt me, please, at any time.
No, I'm not going to interrupt you. Someone you just said me. I look like the singer from POD, but husky.
Yeah, you know, there's better comparisons higher up there.
All right, yeah.
I don't know what the really? I can't remember what the lead singer of POD looks like, but I mean, I am of that age.
I remember POD.
Christian grunge punk band.
I can see it. Him and I have like kind of the same like. Kind of like facial stuff a little bit. Like I'm way fatter, okay. Obviously, but there's like something like right here that we kind of look alike. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a POD song that's like on the tip of my tongue, but it's probably the one that's on the tip of anybody's tongue. So this fight, you know, like I don't have cable, haven't for a long time.
Yeah.
And I told you, I haven't watched a Bellator fight in like, probably like, I mean, it's had to have been at least 5 years. And I just found out recently that Michael Venom Page was black. So,
wait, what?
That was in the group chat. Wait,
I don't remember that. Wow. Yeah, so
that's how little Bellator I watch. Like, if a guy's coming in, I'll go back and like look at some of it. But I don't think I've ever seen a Michael Venom Page fight, and I didn't check any tape on it. I have in my notes: aging karate striker.
Aging karate striker. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold the Mike Perry thing against him. I mean, Mike Perry found a spot in bare knuckle. He beats everybody, so that's no big deal.
Cause that's his, I mean, listen, you're not going to, Mike Perry is built different, right?
Remember when he left UFC, he's like, oh yeah, this is just, I'll be back. Like, I'm just going to do this. It's like, bro, I mean, like.
He found your niche. Yeah.
So I can't focus on Kevin Holland though, against an aging karate striker. Again, this is the second time I said it, way more tools in the belt. And this is the thing with Kevin Holland. Will he use his ground game? Probably not, but he has it there. Younger, longer. Kevin Holland's always been good at distance, and he's also good in close. You saw what he did with Jacare when he got in close. They were sitting there, you know, hip to hip, and he knocked them out from there. The guy's kind of got everything with that. If he's trying, this should be easy. Something with Kevin Holland, like other than that Wonder Boy fight, which he easily could have won, he really hasn't gotten beaten up too bad. I mean, I think he's always seeing it so far away. Look, he could sub this guy if he wants. I think he could knock him out if he wants. I'm the worst person. I wish I would have got this one first because
Next time, raise your hand. I would have given it to you. Sorry, bud.
Well, I didn't expect you to come out with that thing of beauty.
Wow, this fight's good, man. It deserves it. It's that good of a fight.
Yeah, I'll just listen. I'm going to bet what the chat says.
Okay.
This fight's not me. When these guys come over, it's not like Michael Chandler coming over who had like all this hype and stuff.
Sure.
This is, again, a guy that had a curate. I always knew it. That had a curated record for him at Bellator.
He did.
It's like, is he ever
He fought a lot of shows over in London because he's huge over there. Then they would give him a stiff test with Lima, or they give him a stiff test with Storley for the title. He'd fall a little short. So who's your official pick? Sorry, I was reading the chat when you were... You picking Holland or MVP?
Easily Kevin Holland. Okay, I'll probably mortal him up. It's like,
not if I get to him first.
Even though I've never
seen
the other guy fight, so it's probably not a wise
thing. Not if I get to him first. All right, here we go. Come in a minute. We got to get to it. We're an hour in. You know, I don't like to keep these too long, but we're having so much fun. The chat is fire. The same dude who said I look like Chino Moreno from some band or whatever. That's Chino Moreno. I don't see that one.
That looks
one,
like Guy Fieri.
But I tell you what, if I could grow a goat like that, man, just the pussy come running. All right. DP, Dustin Poirier, +170. This line's moving all over the place, boys. It's going to be moving till fight night. Dustin Poirier, +170 versus Benoit Saint-Denis, -205. Just an absolute fucking shellacking this fight's gonna be. What a fucking fight. Christian, I'll let you go first. Since I stole your thunder last time, get it out. Tell me.
I didn't have any. I didn't have
Well, bring the thunder this time. Bring the fucking thunder. Tell me who you like. Because this is going to be, as long as it lasts, it's going to be violent because...
Do you want me to break it down or do you want to...
No, let me... I'm setting the stone. Setting the stage. Because Benoit has no other speed but straight forward. I've never seen this guy not come straight forward. Dustin Poirier loves violence, but he's more calculated, calm. He's been in there with everyone. So now, as I set that, tell me who you like. You know I'm going to go ahead and take it. So here's how this... I'm just taking that guy. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you stole my thunder last time. I think I had the thunder of like a stolen
thunder
Civic with the catalytic converter cut off of it. That's like most of the Civics here in Denver these days. This fight, I was shocked when they booked it. I think almost everybody was because we're so used to these top five and 155 just fighting the same five guys. Right. And not that it's boring. Almost all of these fights have been great. But we're just like, man, we can see these guys coming up. I kind of look at this as like Poirier. I remember everybody was shocked when Gaethje fought Fiziev. It was kind of came out. We're like, dang, like one of these guys is because like Oliveira wants nothing to do with anybody. Like, and you know, just I think we're seeing that same sort of thing where it's like, all right, I still got it. I'm going to prove it. Like these guys don't have shit. The thing is, I'm not sure this matchup is. Really conducive to that. Man, Poirier has been, I know the stats been brought up a lot this week on X gonna give it to you. Poirier's been ranked for like 8 years or something in the top 10 of 155. That's just incredible. I mean, you're seeing the turnover at the top of the game, like, you know, the longest reigning champions. This guy's been there forever. Like I remember I just saw like the Poirier Max one fight. Like these guys only had like one tattoo. They just had like their barbed wire tattoo across their bicep a piece. Yeah. It's been that long. This is a storm that Poirier is walking into. I don't think he's going to be ready for. And St. Denis is a guy that I had like faded for a long time, just based on that Zaleski fight. Not thinking, you know, he's stepping in like, you know, much smaller, probably not even ready for it. Mm-hmm. But the longer I get away from it, I think about that third round where he was starting to turn the tide. Like Zaleski's like, you know, this fight should be over. This fight should be over. And then the last few minutes of the fight, you really saw St. Denis won. And that should have been, that's like the worst non-stoppage I've ever seen in the last few years, at least in the UFC. Man, he took that L, his only L, but this guy's got all finishes. He has a grappling pace. He has a striking pace. His power is incredible. Like his take, the way he goes for the takedowns, I don't think that anybody, like, he's unbreakable. That's what you're seeing. Like, this guy, like, that's, I'm kind of taking these positives out of the negatives I've seen from. He seems to be unbreakable, and that's against a much bigger guy, and, man, I don't think he was ready for it. As for Poirier, we've all seen it. I mean, we've seen, like, the rise, the current, like, and I don't think there's any fall. Losing to Gaethje in a weird way is one thing, but, you know, I don't think Poirier's like definitely slipped by so much, but there was like with the RDA thing, like these grapplers that can really take advantage of certain fighters. I think that's what, like, a pressure striker and a pressure grappler. I just don't know if Poirier like has the wherewithal, I just don't know if he can handle it for as long as St. Denis seems like he can bring it. Or St. Denis. Shout out to St. Denis, any RDR2 players in here. Remember when you first ride the train into Saint-Denis? I kind of look back to the Chandler fight as maybe the most similar matchup of the two. And man, Chandler was close to finishing that fight. Mm-hmm. But this is a much younger, much fresher, and I think like harder hitter and better grappler. Probably not better like wrestler, but in terms of like submission finishes. And I've seen kind of Poirier be weak to that. I can't believe I'm doing this. A guy that I think I faded in 3 out of 4 fights. I always give a shout out to my mom once per podcast. She picked St. Denis via finish over Bonfim. Nice. And that was like, that performance was like a transformative thing for me. Be like, I need to pay attention to this guy. Mm-hmm. And I saw in his that performance and the two following ones, I saw everything I needed to see that this guy has it all. Mm-hmm. A complete fighter with just pure like, pit bull like Michael Vick dog fighting aggression. Like this guy has it. And I think that Poirier is going to be the victim. So let's go. Benoit Saint Denis.
That was your longest breakdown ever on the show, by the way.
Sorry, was it too long?
Yeah, no, not too long. It was just a long breakdown. I'm just saying. I got to go back to one of these comments. Lazy Bed, he said, I think I nailed it with a John Goodman comparison. Might see a little Tim Allen spritz in there. The reason I'm showing this is I don't necessarily know if I look like a young John Goodman. I love John Goodman, maybe. But my dad, my real father, RIP, looked and sounded exactly like Tim Allen, just bald. So that's why I put that in there. So maybe there is some truth to that. Listen, this fight's just so, so good. I have faded Benoit Saint-Denis every time he's fought. Basically, I picked Monfreen. I think I picked him again. I know I picked Frivola. I haven't talked to Frivola about this, but man, Matt Frivola is a big, strong dude for 55. He took down Benoit Saint-Denis twice, and Benoit popped the fuck back up. I don't think Dustin Poirier is going to have much if he wants to grapple here. I see some people saying, oh, let Dustin grapple. He's good on top, which he is. You know, he grappled against Connor in the third fight. He took Connor down and fucked him up a little bit before he broke his leg. Great strategy. I just don't think that's going to be the way here. I think Benoit's going to be pushing the grappling aspect. I see Benoit against Thiago Moises, where Benoit was just coming in, slowing down, and he got cracked with so many punches on the counter. He had Moises against the cage, and Moises is slipping, and he's getting hit with a few, and Benoit's just throwing. He's pouring blood, and he's getting tagged, and he's eating them. You can't eat that many against Dustin Poirier. That's where I'm leaning on. I'm leaning Benoit being too aggressive and getting caught and kind of getting knocked back down the place. I think this guy's going to fight for a world title one day. I think if he can consistently make 155, he's the future for sure. Aggression, toughness, evolvability, if that's a word. He's evolving every time he fights. His grappling's great. I can see him taking Dustin down in the second or third round and Dustin just being like, I got too many fucking millions in the bank to be fucking around. I'm going to go ahead and give up a choke and submit, you know, like he did against Oliveira, like he did against Khabib. So I can see that being a possibility. I see Benoit Saint-Denis by submission a real viable option. I also see Poirier by knockout. I don't know if Benoit Saint-Denis can get knocked out. He's got a little staff on his head. He's got a huge mountain on his head. I got a pimple right here. His is like this, pretty big. So staff infected, Benoit Saint-Denis, could it be compromised? Could it be a superhero? We don't know. I see the chat talking about it. But when you're hanging that number on Dustin Poirier, the diamond, who I'm not a big fan of, if you check this fucking podcast, I mean, I'm a fan of him as a fighter, but I'm not a fan of betting him. If you check this podcast, I pick against him all the goddamn time. I'm going Poirier. Going Poirier for this number alone. I think it's going to be an absolute brawl. I think Benoit Saint-Denis, he got hurt in the Alessi Dos Santos fight, and then Moises, who is not a powerful striker, clipped him a few times. If Poirier, who I think is the best counter boxer in the pocket in MMA, I truly believe that, regardless of age, in the pocket, his countering is better than anybody's. If he catches Benoit in some of that chaos, it's a problem. I think Benoit also can come out and overwhelm Dustin Poirier on the ground with just everything, right? I love the Poirier taking it back. He shaved his head, right? He's old school in it. Doesn't need to take this fight, but wanted to take this fight and said, fuck everybody. I'm taking this fight. I love the mentality. I need to see that in there, right? He's got one more good run for the title in him. He loses this, he'll never fight for the title again, right? He might never even fight again. He's got so much goddamn money. But if he loses this, he will never fight for the title again. If he wins this, or at least is competitive, I shouldn't say loses. If he gets his doors blown off, he won't fight for the title. If it's competitive, there could be a title run later in the future. I'm going Dustin Poirier. I like the plus number. I have a bet in already. I got it at plus 185 on a sports book that might not be affiliated with another podcast that I'm part of, so I'm not going to say the name. But I do have a small bet on that. I will be betting this live. I think you're going to get a great live number, especially if round one's crazy. I don't know. There's so much possibility in this fight. The chat's going absolutely fucking nuts. I love it.
I saw somebody. I've had impetigo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And somebody, I can't remember where it was, said they had it when they were like adult and grappling. That shit, I remember just sleeping all the time, and I still have like dents in my leg from it. That shit.
What the hell is it? What did you say? Impetigo. What is it?
Impetigo. It's like a type of staph infection.
Oh yeah.
But I got it when I was like probably like fifth or sixth grade, and yeah, I still have like these smooth dents like around along my calf from it. Like,
it's, yeah, I've never had that.
No hair grows from it.
I've had chigger bites. You ever had a chigger bite? That sucks.
Yeah. Or sand, yes, sand fleas.
Sand fleas. I got bit when I was a kid. And
no seams. No seams are the worst. But we don't have them in Colorado.
I got
Wilmington, those no seams.
Yeah, dude. I got in Hilton Head, South Carolina when I was a kid. These other kids we met on the beach, we didn't know them. Like, hey, they dared me, and I was such an idiot. I put my hand over this thing, and a fucking bunch of fire ants came out and bit my hand up. Woo! That stung a bit, boys. All right, we're at the main event. Sean Sugar O'Malley, -278 versus Marlon Tito. Hey, Tito Vera, +225. Rematch. Going to be a fun fight, I think. I think it's going to start slow, end great. I think it's going five. If you check the tapes, you check the receipts, this son of a bitch sitting right next to me, this son of a bitch sitting right next to me, and the son of a bitch that's not here laughed at me. Laughed at me when I said 2 years ago, that Sugar Sean O'Malley would be champion one day. They laughed me out of the fucking building. And look where we're at, right? I have nothing in common with Sugar Sean O'Malley. I am a monogamous. I do not share my wife. I do not play video games. I do not smoke weed. I do not dye my hair crazy colors. Him and I have nothing in common besides that we're fighters. That we're fathers and that we like fighting, right? But his skills are real. They're real deal. His stand-up, his right hand, his movement, all that's for real. His mental is for real. The Cheeto fight one, I've rewatched that fight more than I probably ever should. Because you guys lambasted me after that performance. Lambasted me. And I don't even know if it's a word. I just made it up. Cheeto caught a nerve. Shut O'Malley down. I didn't like how O'Malley responded because we've seen other people get their nerves kicked. It's a debilitating thing, but Henry Cejudo won the fucking title doing it. Michael Chandler got the fucking stool pulled out of him, but he didn't want to quit, right? It was pretty rough. But on the ground, regardless of your leg being numb or not, on the ground, he got caught with an elbow, got put out. I take nothing away from that performance. That's a Cheeto win, right? And O'Malley only landed 10 strikes in that first round, couldn't really find his rhythm. I feel like the same thing's going to happen here. It's going to be a slow pace. Cheeto works slow. He's a 5-round fighter. They're going to have to ease into the fight. Sean's going to have to be on his Chris Moutinho shit. He's going to have to be on his land 230 strike shit because that's how he's going to beat Cheeto. Don't think he can finish Cheeto. Cheeto's never been dropped, never been knocked out, never been submitted. I think Sean has to be smooth. Calculate it, switching stances so you're not capable of the kicks. When he's southpaw, you're orthodox because when you're southpaw, that's how you got kicked. I like him in this fight. Sean O'Malley, by decision, slimed him up. That slime ball cannon number 3 right there. Sugar Sean O'Malley. Everyone knows he's my guy. I like him in this spot. I thought a lot about it. I know I might not be picking with my brain or my heart or whatever the fuck. I'm looking at this number. It's a little high. I see people loving Cheeto. That's a great pick. I'm never going to disrespect anybody picking Cheeto. I like Cheeto. But I do think Sean O'Malley is skill for skill a better fighter than Cheeto. Cheeto gets outstruck by everyone he fights. He just happens to land that strike. Could he do that? Can he get lucky? And I don't say lucky. Can he do it again against Sean O'Malley? I think Sean O'Malley's too good to do it. So I like Sean O'Malley here. I like him by decision. I think it's going to be competitive late. I think we're looking third, fourth, and fifth round. I'm going to be holding on to my fucking seat, sweating through everything. Good thing I'm going over to my buddy's house. I might just take a shit right there on his couch, not clean it up. Give me Sugar Sean O'Malley. I'm not looking back. I'm confident. Let's fucking go. Christian, what's up?
Jesus, bro. You're going to take a picture of Sean O'Malley's chest piece to your tattoo artist on Monday morning after your plastic surgeon appointment and get that tattoo.
Jesus. This guy's good. This guy's good. Skills, baby. Skills pay the bills.
Yeah, he is good. And kind of being able to watch his improvement since the last Cheeto fight. Cheeto's been the same fighter before and kind of being the same fighter after. Man, O'Malley has gotten a lot better. His like distance management is great. And it's essential in this fight because if Cheeto gets close to him, this is a 5-round fight. That's not that 3-round fight that he lost in what, like 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. O'Malley had it early, but this, again, these are the same two fighters for the most part, unless O'Malley can run and hide and check a kick. Has he ever checked a kick? I should have checked.
Real quick, Skynet's back. This guy came at me on Twitter one time. I think he disagreed with something. And he was always in the lives. And he hasn't been in a while. He's back. Cheeto by KO. Let's go, Skynet. We can disagree, brother. We can disagree on stuff. All right, Kristen, go ahead.
Yeah, it's, I mean, 90% of, like, this game is, not 90, but half the time you're disagreeing with somebody.
I don't remember the exact tweet. I tweeted something. It was something about Bilal Muhammad, I think, and he just said, no, fuck that.
People act like they're, it's like you're talking about their personal friend. Like, the way they freak out about it is embarrassing.
He was against Bilal. I don't remember.
But people, when you lose friendship. Guys in the underwear wrestling.
Listen, I held no grudge against Skynet. That's my guy. He shows up to every fucking live, and he's back, baby. You know him. We all know him. He's back.
Back when there was three people.
He came late. He goes, I'm not watching that fucker show. Fuck it. And then he's like, you know what? Let's just turn it on and see what we got. Love you, Skynet. All right, go ahead, Kristen. Sorry.
Yeah, so... Look, if he could check a kick, I'm going to be terrified early. This is a fight where, I'm not spoiling much, but yeah, I'm going to take Cheeto just like I did the first time around.
Shocker. Shocker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, blowing everybody's mind.
Fucking coward.
Look, he's much more durable. O'Malley is fragile. Cheeto is, and Cheeto's durable. I don't think you could deny that.
No, of course not. Cheeto, they're built different, bro.
I think that Cheeto's got better cardio, got better power. O'Malley slows down. I mean, he did beat Jan in the third round, but he still lost that fight, so he shouldn't be here anyways. I think the thing about Cheeto, this is such a good live betting fight. Not that everybody knows it, but the way your favorite book, DraftKings, overreacts to like the smallest punch on DraftKings, it's like, oh my God, minus 2,000.
Sure.
Oh, geez. So, I do think, though, if Cheeto hasn't landed like a big moment by the end of round two, that, he's pretty much fucked because he will win round five if it's still open. And he is live for a knockout. I don't think O'Malley is live for a finish at all. I don't think he has almost any way of finishing Cheeto, but that's not a, profound statement because Cheeto's never been.
Well, it's crazy because O'Malley really does have some pop, but Cheeto has proven to be just that dude. Like, he eats it, man. I mean, he's fucking durable.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, by no means am I saying that Sean O'Malley is not has power, isn't a knockout artist. It's just, I mean, Cheeto is. He's people literally are built different. He probably got some big old thick neck like you.
Yeah. I mean, look at Dan Henderson. I heard when Dan Henderson is prime, the guy had one of the best chins ever. And I heard when you get a hold of Dan Henderson, you hug him up. It feels like it just feels different. You're like, what is this guy made of? It's crazy. You hug me, you feel the same way, dude. We gotta hug one day, Christian. We gotta hug, dude.
Oh, you're gonna pick me up and probably.
I'm going to Wilmington, Wilmington, June 8th through the 15th. So you should book a trip with the missus and come hang out, dude. We got a fucking three.
Yeah, that'd be the MMA takes meetup.
That's right. We got a 3-bedroom condo right on the beach, bitch. Booked, set in stone.
Yeah. All right. Well, my cousin lives on a boat.
That's what I'm saying. You were in Wilmington. We just never made it work because I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock and you're texting me like, hey, we just got done eating dinner. We're going to a bar. I'm like, dude, I've been in bed for 2 hours. Different lives.
You texted me at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, like, hey, let's meet on the beach, bro. Yeah, different lives, bro. But if you go,
I'm leaving you on red. I finally
you go. There's a Mexican place right by where we stay. The best Mexican plate. My wife is obsessed with Mexican food. It is the best Mexican food you will ever have. Their fish tacos are unfucking believable. Their quesos are unreal. On me, I'll buy, it's on me. All if right. you guys, it's I literally have, walking I mean, distance.
I've been to Mexico before. And
oh, shit.
Mexico,
never mind. So. You probably won't like it. Never mind. I forgot. I've never left the country. I'm not cultured like you. All right, go ahead. So you like Cheeto. So let's get to the locks, bro. Let's get to the locks.
Yeah,
okay?
I like Cheeto. I think he's going to win via decision.
Decision? Yeah, I think I don't see a finish happening. I think you're right.
I think he needs an impactful first or second round.
Yeah.
I think other than that, he'll be able to control.
Yeah, Trin lives in Arizona. Yeah. Listen, I live in Cincinnati. Mexican food's Chipotle here, bro. We don't have good joints here, right? We have great chili places, we have good pizza places. And some barbecue, good. Mexicans lame.
Chili, though.
Hey, bro. You come to Cincinnati, I'll set you up with some of the best chili of your life. You go to diners, like, everywhere. Like, you'll have a local diner. Every diner in Cincinnati, they specialize in chili, right? They're like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, we have hamburger sandwiches, and we also got the best chili in Cincinnati. I'll be the judge of that. And I've tested them all, and there's a few that are really good. Anyway, let's get to the locks. I am still champ. So last time we did a pick on me, Christian, Timbo, we, believe it or not, all tied. We had a pretty good card. We all picked very well, but the way the cookie crumbled, it tied, which means I resume champ. So I'm going to go first, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to take. You know what I'm going to do? Everyone wanted this back, and it's fucking back, bitch. I'm going to go dog lock first.
Hello? Okay, this is dog.
Hello? Okay, this is dog. Everyone wanted the soundbite back. You boys got it because you didn't like the new one.
I just want my guy right now.
I just want my guy right now.
Hello, hi, this is dog.
Hello, this is dog. So I'm going dog lock, and I could go Poirier, but man, I'm really all over Pedro Munoz as a dog lock. I love that spot there. It's going to be a close fight, and I'm wanting to put my hard-earned American dollar on a really close fight. So give me Pedro dog lock. Christian, who's your dog lock? You got a few. Go. Oh, yeah. You can't go opposite. Never mind.
No, I was hoping I'd get opposite on you.
Well, Burns, you would get Burns, yeah.
I think, man, this is tough because I think that both Lord Michal and Caitlin Sermonara are both stone cold locks.
Okay, this is dog. Hello? Okay, this is dog.
Give me the one that's proven that she can win the dog spot. Give me Caitlin Sermonara.
God, that's a terrible pick. I'm gonna shut the stream off.
Is that
bro?
The least? Is that the least? Like people are they're hanging
no,
around.
No, I mean it's just like she's not gonna win, bro.
I bet to win money. That's the difference between me and you.
I bet to win that. Hopefully, Macy sees that I picked her one time, and when I'm out of UFC, she goes, "Hey, fathead guy, you picked me one time. What's up?" I go, "Hey, what's up?" Here's my wife. Now, I like Macy a lot, and I fight for numerous reasons. All right. So, Christian, go ahead. You get mortal lock. You get send him home, babe.
Man, I usually write these down before.
Tell me which one you pick, because I got a soundbite for it. Tell me which one you pick. Tell me which one you're going with.
I'm going to go mortal.
He's a mortal lock, and I'm going to wheel him.
I love that. He's a mortal lock. I'm going to wheel him. Who's your mortal lock, and who you going to wheel, bitch?
Man, this fight card is so good. Man, I know the odds are wild, and I'm going to pick on something I've never seen before.
Sure.
But I'm going to pick based on something I've seen. Kevin Holland is going to easily win that fight.
Okay.
-130.
This is, by the way, people who are tailing us, right? This is Christian picking against MVP, who up until about a couple days ago thought he was a white guy. So remember that. Although I do like the pick, I think Kevin Holland's a good mortal lock. Again, I really chewed on that fight this week. I really do think Kevin Holland's a good pick. My mortal lock, it's between two guys. I got to put my money where my mouth is. It's going to be Jack or it's going to be Sean. I'm going to go Sean. Sugar Sean O'Malley, mortal lock. I put a lot of money on the first fight. My reads are the same. I like that it's five rounds for him. I like him to go out there and really prove it. And I hope it's an exciting fight. I hope it's not boring. Because I can kind of see it get a little dry, but I really do think it picks up. So Sean O'Malley's my mortal lock. So you got to send him home.
Send him home early.
Yes.
It's back, baby.
Oh, my God. Have I been waiting
Send him
one.
Home early.
It's back, baby. So who do you like as your send him? Oh, actually, I pick send him home.
It's yours.
Man, should I just do it? Should I just do it and say fuck you right to your face? Send him home. Three named Jack. He's taking Gil out. He's getting him out of there. He's getting Gil out. Old ass Gil. Nah. Jack Della Milena, send him home. Who you got?
I can see that happening. Give me that dunder, Benoit St. Denis.
Benoit St. Denis. That boy good. That boy Benoit good. You know what I mean?
I see him done punch kick hard. Give me that Benoit St. Denis.
That Benoit is done did good. I went to a guy's house one time in the summer and he answered the door as a signature required. And I'm sweating through my ass, right? Because it's hot, right? Fuck, I'm a big guy. It's hot. He goes, are you all right, boy? Do you need some water? And I'm like, he's like, Louisiana, like, you need some water, boy? And I'm like, nah, dude, I got some in my van. I'm good. He looked down on me, though, and talked down on me like, dang, boy, you need some water? No, it pissed me off the rest of the day too. Like, fuck this guy. What do you mean? Do I need some water? All right. That's it. That's the show. Timbo, we love you. We missed you, brother. Christian, you're the best. I will be watching these fights over at my buddy's house. So I will bring the sheet with me and keep score, even though every time I do that, people are like, what's this? What are you doing? What's this thing? What's this notebook? Let me see this. And they all want to touch shit. Get fucking hands off. Okay. But I will be keeping score. Thank you for the chat. You guys have been amazing. Hit that subscribe button and follow me and Christian on Twitter at Brian Peach MMA. Christian, what's your handle?
It's at that play Beezy, but I mean, I'm not as active as I used to be. I'm not trying to grow my brand anymore.
He turned 40 and shut off social media. And then every time he's on this every time he's on this podcast, he goes, you know what? This is going to be a good greaseball parlay. This is going to be a good grease. And he never gives it out, people.
Come on, dude.
Can you please give out a, tell the people right now you'll give out a greaseball parlay.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do
all right. And I'm going to retweet if you don't follow him and we'll go. Good show. Good show. Don't chat, you're the fucking best. Me. Follow him. He's the best. I'll see you, boys.
All right, later, boys.
See you, Bob.